Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Today, I would like to say another prayer to begin this sermon. Dear Lord, so far today, I have done all right. I have not lost my temper. I have not been greedy. I have not been grumpy or nasty or selfish or self-indulgent. And I am thankful for all of that. But in a few minutes, Jesus, I am going to get out of bed. And from then on, I am probably going to need a lot more help. Amen. And you will get all the help you need today and every day. You are surrounded and filled with help. It is visible and invisible. You are never alone. You can count on Jesus, and Jesus counts on you because you are friends in more ways than one. It is meant to be a living, loving, daily reality, and that is not easy to grasp. Friendship with the risen Jesus is profound. So first, let's appreciate human friendships. Did you know that you can still buy and send cards? I bought a few cards about being friends, and as I was looking through the section at CVS entitled Friends, I kept two things in mind. If I could, would I send the card to Jesus? And how would I feel to receive that card from Jesus? As we explore the depth of friendship offered in Jesus, remember Jesus says, He and the Father are one. As God has loved Him, so He loves us. Therefore, friendship with Jesus is friendship with God. Keeping all that in mind, would you send the following card to Jesus? And how would you feel if Jesus sent it to you? There are no words to describe what an amazing friend you are. Although fabulous, brilliant, and kick-ass awesome come pretty close. I truly do not mean to shock you, but Jesus thinks you are kick-ass awesome. You probably don't usually feel that way. And I know I would not say to Jesus, Jesus, you are kick-ass awesome. I would not dare. How guarded am I? And do I ever let my guard down with God? Or anyone, really. Today we are invited to let our guards down as we try to fathom the profound depth of love available in friendship with Jesus and the depths of love we are capable of giving. We just heard it in our gospel. I no longer call you servants, but friends. And Jesus goes on to say, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Hear that. Jesus reaches out first. Jesus chose you for friendship. And it is meant to be powerful. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Friendship is an amazing power. but we don't really think about it. We are friends with our friends. We have different kinds of friends, and we enjoy being with groups of friends. And we start to experience friendship early in life. Even as young kids, we may have said to someone, "Will you be my friend?" A child or adult asking, "Will you be my friend?" has risk. They could say no. So to offer yourself to another in friendship is not automatic. That is how we humans operate. But the love of the risen Jesus is, in fact, unconditional, automatic, a hidden life force. And it lasts forever. Our bodies do not go into eternal life. Our love does. All our love and levels of love, whether thick or thin. Having taught high school for 16 years, I remember how teenagers regarded their friendships as essential and all-consuming. I cherished fellow teachers who became my friends. So it is time for another card. Friends bring out the amazing in each other. They keep the laughter flowing. They're good listeners, and they care with all their hearts. Our friendship keeps me smiling. So happy we're friends. With my teacher friends, we had teaching teenagers in common. Friendships with other teachers kept me happy, especially when I felt slammed by a teen who was simply being a teen and trying to differentiate from the adults in their lives. Adults still hurt in moments of rejection or misunderstanding, but adults build on trust and commitment experienced in the threads of love that run through any relationship. So when the disciples of Jesus understood love as a commandment, Jesus no longer called them servants, but friends. A servant does what is commanded by necessity, because a hierarchy of authority exists between them. But through his bond of friendship, the disciples and all of us are called into a new relationship, more intimate, more profound than we probably allow. Jesus' friendship is faithful, constant, and unconditional. We are commanded to attempt the same, to love in service and in faithfulness, to love even our enemies in the power of Jesus' command to love one another. So in naming the disciples as friends, Jesus entrusted knowledge and power, and we have inherited this. So I go to card number 3. What's behind you or ahead of you does not matter nearly as much as who is beside you. So glad to have a friend like you by my side. And with you by my side, Jesus, nothing is impossible. In fact, I have come to truly believe that God is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. But I need to stop and deepen in this knowing. And so we hear in Psalm 46, Be still and know that I am God. Wherever you are, there you are, in the spirit and power of Jesus, not alone, ever. And so reach out and count on others. Some friendships last a lifetime. BFFs, best friends forever. Some friendships started when you were kids and continued throughout the seasons of life. But some friendships end. And so it is said, friends for a reason, friends for a season. They came in and they went out. No one's fault. Circumstances changed, we changed, whatever it was, change happened. And it may be hard to understand and hard to move forward, but somehow we do. Card number 4. There are many people who come and go in our lives. A few touch us in ways that change us forever, making us better for knowing them. You have made a difference in my life, and for this I am grateful. Thanks for being you. Jesus, you are the difference. With some friends, we like to tell them how much their friendship means to us. With others, we don't need to. We go way back. Old friends are the best. I was just thinking how one of the best parts about getting older is that friendships get better. You feel more comfortable just being yourself and a lot more open about life's details. You listen to each other's stories, share each other's worries. You lift each other up and cheer each other on. It seems like every time we get together, a look or a laugh are all I need to remind me how we got to be friends in the first place, and why we'll still be friends even farther down the road. I'm so lucky to have you for a friend. We are more than lucky, we are blessed. And we are supposed to treat Jesus like other friends, trusting he is always there. And it seems whatever you do with a friend has a certain quality of timelessness. You are just in the moment. Sometimes you are hanging out, and one says to the other, "How about them Dodgers?" Or you are together doing retail therapy. Or maybe yesterday you got together with a group of friends over nachos and margaritas. So how do you hang out with Jesus? You are doing that right now. A challenge for all of us in the religion business is hearing someone say about Sunday church, "I don't get anything out of it." We don't say that about our human friends. Our goal is to just be with them. And that is what is happening right now. You are being with Jesus, hanging out, friendship time. And in a little while, you get to share in communion, his presence, bread and wine, with eternal repercussions, which equals transformation, doing what Jesus asks. What would love do now? bearing fruit that will last, which is our purpose, to love God, love others, and serve the world. And asking Jesus for help when we need. Which leads me to a final card, from me to Jesus and Jesus to me. Thinking of you, you have an amazing quality to be in two places at once, on my mind and in my heart.